If you're interested in missions, whether it's for a short-term missions trip or to become a career missionary, maybe you're a teenager or a parent of a teenager who is interested in missions, I would like to invite you to join me on April the 30th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Missions Discovery on my Facebook group, Go Missionary Network. I will be sharing insights on how to get started and sharing about my story as a missionary and would love to answer any questions you may have. I hope to see you there. Welcome to Go When God Calls podcast. You're a Christian, especially a young Christian, searching for purpose and direction in your life, then you are in the right place. Join me as we discover the awesome plans that God has for us. Through inspiring stories and interviews with others who have stepped out in faith, we will learn about the amazing things that can happen when we listen to God's call. So if you're ready to be encouraged and inspired, then let's go. Welcome to Go When God Calls podcast. I'm your host, Angie Wheeler-Sabia, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Have you ever felt interested in going on a missions trip? Now, this is something that God has probably stirred up in you, and you might be a little afraid because you're having to leave comforts of home, but He's calling you to do something different, something new for Him. I remember feeling this way when I was in Florida, before I realized God was calling me to be a missionary, and I just felt like there was something more that God wanted for me to do. So I decided to step out in faith and go on my first missions trip. My very first missions trip was to Argentina, alone for my first time out of the country on a missions trip. But my very first group missions trip was going to Guatemala with my Mercy Ship class, Orientation to Medical Missions. And so that was an amazing experience. So today what I want to talk about is stepping out into faith for your first missions trip. If you've never considered going on one, I would ask you to consider it. Pray about it. See what God is wanting you to do and where to go, because it's life-changing. Maybe you're already planning for a missions trip, or you're just curious about what you would need to do, all the things you need to do in preparing for a short-term missions trip. And I want to share with you about my trip to Guatemala. So first, the preparation is important. Let's say that God's asking you to step out and you're ready to go and you know where you're going, but it's just not time. You need to have a little time of preparation. So let's talk about that. Of course, we've got the logistical things such as passports. It says that your passport has to have at least 6 months on it before you can travel. So if you were going to travel in August, you would have to have at least 6 months before your return to actually be able to use that passport. My suggestion is make sure you've got a year or so on your passport. It's just safer. Here in Mozambique, I am very close to the U.S. Embassy. But there are other missionaries I know farther up north that do not have that opportunity. So they have to plan a long travel to come to their embassy. So it's just wise to make sure you've got a lot of extra time on your passport. Wherever you're going, see if they require a visa. I did not have to do a visa for Guatemala that I remember, but I did for Cameroon, West Africa, and for Mozambique. So that is very important to check out where you're going and what is required of you. Of course, plane tickets, but we can talk about that a little later. Let's talk about fundraising. Fundraising is very difficult for a lot of people. There are some natural born fundraisers, and if that is you, praise God. But for others, it's not. Even for myself, I've been a missionary for 23 years and I still struggle with fundraising, because what I want is partnership. I want to know that my group of people that believe in this vision that God has given me is praying for me, is standing with me, and as God leads them, they're giving financially to make sure that I can do my job well. and for Jesus, because all of this is about Jesus. So the logistical part of this is set up a budget. You need to figure out how much it's going to cost to stay where you're going to be, how much it's the food, transport. Make sure you have a little spending money. Make sure you have a little extra because you'll probably want to give to where you're staying or going, who you're serving with. And make sure you have a little extra for your medical. Things happen. And just have a little bit of savings. But make sure you have spending money so you can get some of the things that you need. If you're missing peanut butter or M&Ms or you want to buy souvenirs, make sure that you put that in your budget. Also, I would suggest you to find if your health insurance covers you. If not, look into temporary travel insurance that could help you if needed. I did not do that for Guatemala, but when I became a career missionary and serving in Mozambique, I did find a health insurance that would help cover me when I'm out of my country. So look into what is available for you where you're at. Send out a fundraising newsletter. Be honest and be real and share your heart and your story and why you feel like you need to go and what impact you feel like you could have, and invite people to come along with you on this journey. Because when they give to you, they are going with you. And that is very important. I would use social media to make videos if you can post while you're on your trip. But first, I would ask permission. Here in Mozambique, I still rely on my staff, even my husband, for understanding the culture and the customs and can I or can I not do a video here? Because a lot of times you need people's permission. Don't just assume you can, but if you can, it would be great to show your partners what you're doing in real time. Make phone calls, speak in churches or small groups, and remember to just be so grateful and be prayerful and asking God to lead and guide you in all of this. I'm going to talk about a few other things that are really important, and that's just your mindset. And let's talk about physically. Being a medical professional, a lot of times we look at just the physical. And in my Mercy Ships class, they taught us how to look at the person as a whole, which is physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You are a whole person that is all of these parts of us make us a whole. So let's talk about the physical. I would suggest that you make sure that you're exercising. If I could go back and start over, I would make sure that I was very healthy and physically fit, because a lot of the things you're going to have to do can be taxing. If you're getting ready to go, start doing a walking program or some kind of exercise that you enjoy. It's great for your life, period, but when you're getting ready to go on a mission trip or if you're becoming a career missionary, make this a habit because it's going to help you. You may or may not be able to continue this on your trip, but you can surely feel healthier and fit and more prepared physically if you do this. Make sure you check out vaccinations. Each country is different. I do remember yellow fever for Cameroon, West Africa, and I had to take antimalarials for Mozambique. So check them out and make sure and be ready and prepared for that. Mentally, I would say that investigate where you're going and what is the culture like? What things do they believe? Also, what are the customs? Maybe you can reach out to the missionary who is serving where you're going and figure out what those things are, because it is different from every country. But here's something I would suggest that I really stress to people who come and visit me here in Mozambique is be very respectful. Respect is everything. And sometimes it's different for us or from your country to wherever you're going. So when I speak about this, I'm speaking as from an American point of view. And for me, respect was always, look at me when I speak to you. I've told my kids this, I don't know how many times. But in the culture here in Mozambique, that's disrespectful. So you have to pay attention to those little bitty things. And people, the nationals in most countries, they are excited for your arrival and for your help. So they may be very forgiving.
But when you're going, you're representing God and yourself and your family and your church. And so you want to just be as mindful as possible. And so that's something I always stress. And dress, the way you dress. For me here, I do not allow shorts or short shorts because the custom is nothing above the knee. And be very mindful of the way your shirts are and not showing too much. So it's just good to be prepared for that. Spiritually, go deep in prayer with Jesus. That's a given. Reading your Bible. What I would suggest is preparing a few Bible stories. You may be asked to speak on the spur of the moment and share your testimony or share a Bible study in church or in a small group. And I would just say, ask God what He wants you to share when that opportunity arrives, because more often than not, it will arise. And have a prayer team. Have a group of people that you know who will pray for you and who will stand with you through everything. And you can call them up. You can send them a text message. Hey, pray for this. And they're on it. So that would be a very important thing to me. Journal. I'm in the process of making a journal that I think would be really helpful for anyone going on a missions trip. Because I feel like if you will prepare yourself before you go, talking to the Lord and writing it down, and then when you get there, every day you have an expectation of God is going to do something great through you and in you. And you write it down. Then when you get home, you're not having to remember. But I never thought about it. If I could go back and tell my younger self, I would say journal. So each trip is different. Be willing to put others' needs before your own. I learned a lot on my first trip. Okay, when you're going with a team, this is very important to be able to work together. People, we're different. We have different personalities. We have different backgrounds. We're just different. But coming together and being a team and building great relationships is powerful when you're going to serve others. It's not only a testimony that people can watch, but it's something that will make a bigger impact. If there's conflict, if there's distrust, if there's all kinds of issues, then that destroys your testimony. So make sure that you're building your relationships before you go and you're praying together and you're aware, because Satan wants to come in, disrupt, and destroy. Mission trips are not easy. Being a missionary is not easy, but it is so rewarding to know that God is asking you to be His hands and feet and to go make a difference. And here's something I learned. I wasn't sure what I could offer. Yes, I'm a nurse and I can do medical, but I wasn't confident in my spiritual ability. Although I've loved the Lord and walked with the Lord and loved talking about Jesus, I just didn't feel like I was a Bible scholar or that I did not speak well in front of people. So that was a barrier. That was something that I really had to work through. So they're not easy, but they are so rewarding. And one of the biggest issues I've shared is the language barrier. It's really hard when you can't communicate with others. But sometimes you don't need words. You just need actions. You may have an interpreter. And so here's a tip. When you have an interpreter, they're the person that's going to help bridge that gap of the language barrier and lack of communication. So it's not easy to hear what someone's saying, translate it, and keep up. So you're going to have to go slow. Say a sentence, stop. If say another sentence, stop. It's going to take longer, but there's another relationship right there that is an amazing one, is an interpreter or a translator. Someone who is helping bridge that gap is going to be a lifeline for you. Be ready for spiritual attacks. Remember, Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And he doesn't like it that we are going and sharing Jesus and making a difference in others' lives. Have others praying for you and with you. Pray together as a team. So when these spiritual attacks arise, you have a way to fight them. I say a lot of times when I pray to the Lord, I say, Jesus, send out your legions of angels to go before me and clear the path of the attacks. Jesus gave us the authority, so let's use it. Like I said earlier, physically prepare. So a lot of times, one of the areas that we are attacked in is illness, getting sick. And I have dealt with that a lot in my first missions trip and my life here in Africa. And this is one of the reasons why I suggested exercise and being fit, because sickness is one of the areas where attacks happen a lot. So I want to add something here too. I'm gluten intolerant. So anytime I'm going on an outreach or going somewhere else where I know that they're not going to know how to deal with that, I take my own food with me. And I've had several missionaries who've come on mission trips, they were gluten intolerant as well. And so it's just really helpful to think about the things that you need and you may have to take with you or find once you're in that country. Remember, again, we talked about group conflict and make sure that doesn't happen. I've had several World Race teams visit here in Mozambique and stay with us for about a month. And they did something really cool. Every night they had time together with their group and making sure that there were no conflicts. And if there were conflicts, that they had solutions and resolved them. They worked really hard at making sure that their difficulties did not affect their ministry. I believe that relying on God and being strong as a team is the key to overcoming these issues or difficulties and being prepared and knowing how to face them if they arise. Hey, let's pray that they never arise. Know this, that the impact you make on your short-term missions trip is going to reach farther than you could have ever imagined. It's going to impact the people you serve, but it's also going to impact their families and their communities, and who knows how far that will reach, but it's also going to change you. Seeing the needs of others changes your perspective, and it gives you more compassion. This is why I feel that everyone should go on a short-term missions trip. It's amazing what it does for your life. Maybe you'll go and you didn't like it and you'll never go again, but maybe it will change your perspective on what missionaries do and how you can help missionaries. It may change the way you look at missions and the way you support missions. Maybe you'll become a missionary. God has a plan bigger and better than you can ever imagine. Okay, I want to talk to you now about my missions trip with Mercy Ships. So I went in 2000 and took a class called Orientation to Medical Missions. Being a nurse, I knew how to work in the hospital, but I had never been on a missions trip where I used my medical experience. And it was awesome. We stayed at a YWAM base. And so we had leaders who worked with the leaders on the YWAM base to set up all the logistics of our coming, because we were there for 10 days, but we had 7 clinics. So somebody had to arrange those clinics, and it was this YWAM base's team. We go, we get there, we have camp-style bunk beds. We're all in this big room. We were given instructions in the very beginning, don't drink the water, don't brush your teeth, because you could get sick. And several people did not pay attention to that and got giardia and were very sick and were out several days from doing the clinics because they were so ill. So pay attention to the missionaries who are setting up your mission trip. There are a lot of logistics involved that you know nothing about unless you're the missionary setting them up. And this is something that I did not do well. Okay? I do it well now, but I did not then. It was a blessing that we had been in class together for a month. So we knew that everybody was different levels, different skills, and we worked really well together. What was different was we had to cook and clean and do work duties. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I paid to stay here. I paid for food. And now I have to cook and clean and I have to cut the grass and rake leaves. What? That was my attitude. And I had never been on a missions trip, so I had no idea. But now I can say how important that is, because they had a limited team. They had a few people, and they had 20 of us. I think there was 20, but there were a lot of us. And they had to cook. They had to make lunches for us so we could take it with us on our days we had clinics, and somebody had to clean, and then there was work duty. When you go on a missions trip and you are paying to go there, there's a reason for it, okay? Somebody's had to set it up and do all the legwork and the logistics, everything function properly for you to make sure you are taken care of. But you're also there to bless the missionaries who are there working all the time in that country. And I did not know that or understand that. Giving back to them, helping to cook, to clean, and our leaders arranged it so that we could be a blessing to them for hosting us. Nobody shared that with us. Nobody gave us the reasons why. We were just, this is how much you pay for stay, this is how much you pay for food, and we're going to do work. Now I understand how important that is to give back to the people who you are going to work or stay with, because it's their country. We were there for 10 days, like I said, 7 clinics. We spoke at churches, went to schools, went to the mountains, and it was so amazing. I remember at one church, we had our tuna fish sandwiches and shuta, and it's a rice drink they made with some sugar, and it's actually really good. If you have kids who have been really sick, throwing up, or nauseous, it's great electrolytes. So they made this drink for us, and it was amazing because here we are serving them and helping treat people in their community, but then they wanted to bless us and gave us something that was theirs they did not have to and that cost them. So it's pretty incredible. We were able to eat some great Mexican food, see some of the sites in Guatemala, and then great coffee and learned about coffee plantations. We went our last few days, we went to a hotel, nice hotel. We stayed there. Behind it was this big lake, and there were 2 volcanoes surrounding this. But then if you go across the water on a boat, then there's this really cute little town and have great souvenirs, and it was so fun. Now, on the way back, boat broke down, and we were sitting up top. It was a sunshiny day and not paying attention. We had to change boats in the middle of this lake to get back to the shore. And then on our way home, I realized I was so sunburned. I was in so much pain. I forgot to tell you, one of the biggest struggles I had on this trip was that before we left, I was talking to you about illnesses and things that happen. And before we left on this trip, we had our last night, because not everybody in our class was going to Guatemala. We had this last night of fun and volleyball and banana splits and all kinds of stuff. And we were playing volleyball, and the ball hit my hand, and it pushed it way back, and I hurt, but I didn't think anything of it. And then as we were preparing to go, we had one last meeting, and I went to get a coffee cup to give me some coffee, and I couldn't pick up the coffee cup. And I thought, what in the world? But I just wrapped it up and thought, no problem. And I go on this trip. And so when I get there, I am in so much pain and I can't hold things properly. And I had the doctor check me out and he thought I tore a tendon. So I wrapped it up the whole time. I couldn't pick up any of the kids. I did the work duties. I helped raking and doing other things, but I was one-handed this whole entire trip. When I got home, I had to go and see a specialist. And sure enough, I tore the tendon and they ended up having to put me in a brace for months and physical therapy before I could use my hand again. Driving was difficult. I was working as a nurse PRN at a rehabilitation center. And I told him, I said, I'm sorry, but I can't lift or give shots or I can't do anything. And they're like, we need help so bad. Just come help us make beds, fill up ice trays. And then they asked me to be the charge nurse at night, which was great experience. So even though I had something horrible happen before and on this trip, I still went on the trip. I still made a difference. God changed my life. And in the long run, it did not hinder me from doing other things and having learning opportunities and experience. So I want to encourage you to not be afraid that you may not be a Bible scholar. You don't have to be. You just have to love Jesus and let Jesus guide you. God wants to use you. He wants to make a difference in your life, but he also wants to use you to make a difference in others' lives. So I encourage you to go, but go with an attitude of humility, that you are there to serve and be open and willing to allow God to change you, because that will allow you to bless others and in turn bless you so much. There is a quote that I love. It's from an unknown author, but I love what it says. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. So don't be afraid to step out of the comfort zones, and God will give you the grace, the mercy, and the ability to handle anything that comes your way. Here's a good scripture. This is Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" As I said, "Here am I, send me." If God is calling you to step out and go on a short-term missions trip or become a missionary, I encourage you to step out and see what God has for you. Don't let fear hold you back. Answer God's call with joy and happiness and expectation. If God is not calling you to continue, then he's calling you to something else. Maybe it's in your community. Maybe it's to pray and be a financials partner with another missionary. With all the preparation and the willing heart to go, you can obtain some amazing life-changing experience and impact others at the same time. Remember, the impact you make is far-reaching. God has a plan so much bigger and better than you can ever imagine. So don't let fear stop you. Don't let lack of confidence, don't let any of that stop you from saying yes to an amazing opportunity. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Go When God Calls. I hope this episode was very encouraging and helpful. Join me next week for another episode of Go When God Calls podcast. God bless you and have a great day.